CliffCentral.com.
This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogan. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships, and in life.
All right, so welcome to, I think, the second last episode of Digital Influence for the year as we rapidly approaching the end of 2016. And today I find myself in a boardroom in Bryanston in the offices of Veeam Software. Now, Veeam do a number of things, but they focus on keeping businesses available. You know, we live in a time where you don't want your business to be offline for any length of time. So that's the gap they fill, the solution they provide. And I'm talking to the regional manager for Africa South, Mr. Correct. Claude Shook. Claude, hello, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So what are we going to talk about today, though? And we'll get a little bit into what Veeam does and what you guys are all about. But what interested me in talking to you about is entrepreneurship. And in theory, we live in a time where you can start a business and be anything in this world, and you can take it global. But there are things to think about. It's not like being an entrepreneur 20 years ago. Everything about it has changed. So why don't we kick off with that? Well, firstly, give me 30 seconds of what Veeam's all about, what you guys do, and then we'll get into
100%.
That.
100%. So Veeam's a product, a software product that focuses on availability. Lots of products out there do backup and recovery. That's something that everyone sort of does. We very much around keeping your business always on and available. So making sure that if you have a failure of any sorts, you're able to recover very quickly, most times in less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes you can deal with, in terms of your customer base, your internal staff, and you can get up and running. So it's very important that we provide a solution that keeps your business always on so that you're able to trade and generate revenue and keep up and running.
So clearly, cloud's got to be a massive part of that, right? Because I'm thinking of, as you're talking, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, what you do would be very difficult, because then it would be, physical. You're dealing with a server room somewhere that's crashed.
Absolutely. And if you go back to 5 years, 10 years ago, you'd see that most companies would back up or onto a tape device. Now, think about recovering from a tape device. It probably sits in a warehouse somewhere. You would have to phone someone, go to a bin, fetch something to recover. That's not minutes and seconds, that's days and hours. Today it can't be done. There's a second part of that is people talk about manipulating and using data from the past to make informed decisions. Having an offload engine in terms of the cloud and accessing it very, very quickly, you're able to access data from many, many years ago in a flash and provide that to businesses so that you can find new revenue streams or give businesses the ability to find new ways of doing business.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right, fine. So we're here to talk about entrepreneurs. Yeah. So what's your take on this? What's your thought on this?
So the first thing about any business today is that we've got to realize that any business is a software business. Mm. You can't operate without software. Any business today has got some sort of application that they trade with, that they work with, be it email, be it ERP system. So any business today, it's not a piece of paper and a book like in the old days. And when you have reliance on a business as an entrepreneur in terms of technology, and you realize that you're a software business, how quickly can you make sure that you're always up and running, and how quickly can you recover that software? Because if you don't, the ultimate is you shut your doors. That's the net of it. There is so much competition out there. Entrepreneurs have good ideas. They start businesses, but I can guarantee you, either people follow them or copy them. And if you don't provide a service to a consumer, we're very, very fickle, in terms of moving and changing where we want to be. I've got a live example. In the office here, we're quite a small team. And as buying of waters and coffee and things like that, we use the online platform, And I had a very bad experience. Tried them once, had a very bad experience with somebody, and guess what? I switched overnight. Mm. And that's how fickle we are, because the systems weren't good. The whole thing wasn't a pleasant experience. The worst part about it is, do they know I've stopped? If I don't buy for 1 month or 2 months, does someone realize that I haven't, and are they able to rectify? Now, these are some of the things that an entrepreneur needs to
learn. Now, was this a large business that you were dealing with, or was it a small guy, or what is it?
A large, sort of a medium-type business that operated, yeah. So,
it's an interesting point you raise, because we seem to be in a time where everybody wants to be an entrepreneur or is thinking about it or fantasizing about it, and a lot of people are trying it, and very often the first lesson that's learned is that your idea, your product, your thing it's almost not the first requirement. You know, you need to have that great idea around which the business is built, but you learn, it's like, oh my gosh, I need to have accounting stuff and I need to do this and that, and now you're raising this issue. So at what point, you know, let's say I'm an entrepreneur and I'm working in corporate, hating it and going, okay, I need to get out there and do my own thing. So I'm going to go and build a better mousetrap. At what point am I thinking about, I'm a software business and I need to be available all the time? I mean, how early in this whole process should this be a consideration?
So it's a good point. So if you fast forward to answer first for me, an entrepreneur, why would be a good offering for me as a consumer? They've got to be nimble, they've got to be quick, and they've got to have great service. Now, those are the things that would move me from anything that's traditional. So any idea that an entrepreneur has, you've got to fast forward to the end and say, hey, I've got to deliver those three things. And if I don't deliver, and I need to make sure I can always deliver those three things, a better service, always up and running, and be quick and nimble. Those things rely on technology, unfortunately, because, you know, human beings aren't that intelligent to take on and make sure they can see trends. You need those sort of things to make sure that you are differentiating yourself in the marketplace. There are big players out there who like and they do the business that goes on, but they don't have that entrepreneurial spirit, which is that one-to-one personal touch. So even though I deal with somebody via device or via whatever, I need to be able to feel like I'm unique and that you understand my needs as Claude, and you deliver those needs to me. And that for me is key of starting up a new opportunity.
I think that's a very good point. You know, everybody loves to talk about Uber. I mean, and we hear about Uber to the point of nauseation. It goes on and on, and people talk about how they're going to Uberize this industry and that industry. Yeah. But it gets mentioned a lot because they're a fantastic example. And I think of what you've just said, you know, the personal experience. You know, if you're picking me up and I see your picture, I see your car, you see me, it's kind of like a very personal transaction. And it is what I need right now. You know, I want to ride right now. Great, you're 5 minutes away. I can see where you are. I can track your thing and I know where I'm going. And it's all built. It's all very easy. Because I'm thinking now, you know, that's... I think it's a fundamental change in the way someone who's starting a business has got to think. And from what you've said, I think it's almost thinking about the software, thinking about the technology is almost, it's got to be in those first meetings, those first conversations in your own head, right?
100%, yeah. You know, I love the saying, is digital transformation building your business or breaking your business? And that's a big thing. You know, no matter how big or small you are, if you take a second to think about if it's breaking you, it probably is. Because you haven't thought it through in terms of how you're going to modernize and how you're going to compete on that level. Coming back to the Uber example, I always look back at it and I go, you know, imagine, you know, I am in the UK and I work and I always go to the pub with my mates for a quick beer before I go home. And as you know, in the UK, it's always raining. You know, it's always raining. So what's the old way of doing it? I'll be standing on the curb, putting my head up, getting a black cabby to hopefully stop. Maybe not. Someone might steal it. I'd be soaking wet and eventually get home. The other way is it's personalized to me. I can finish my last pint. I know when he's coming. I walk out to the curb, and that vehicle is there for me. So that personal interaction is the first thing. Coupled with that technology will lock me in forever. It's such a great service. You know, for me, I feel that. I feel personal, and it's a good way of looking at how to address consumer needs with an entrepreneurial business.
It raises a point for me now. Is like, how, where does a guy go? Because I mean, every entrepreneur is different, but you know, your average guy. I mean, I guess it's going to depend on the sort of thought he has or his own technological experience. But where does a guy go? Who does he talk to? You know, because if he's got an idea, he wants to sell something, he wants to sell a physical product. Is he even thinking, you know, this has got to be online? You know, is he still thinking I've got to have a shop or a physical place or a... Who does somebody like that talk to? Where do they go to get advice and input on this sort of thing?
So, you know, it's an interesting point you make. The answer for me is, you know, we talk to businesses big or small, and they keep on saying, well, how do we transform? The answer is generally in the room. It's within your business. I know if you're an entrepreneur, you want to start something new. Go to something that's sort of the same in the industry and speak to those people. You know, the answers are with either the staff in that organization of how can you be doing stuff differently? What is it that's so difficult about doing business, and what are the old processes? How do you take those barriers away? People always think they need to hire big, I'm talking in slightly big organizations, hire big consultants to find the next revenue stream, to streamline some sort of process. Guess what? The answer lies within that whole process. And I would probably reach out to a couple of those businesses and go understand what they're doing and go understand how you can address it slightly differently based on feedback from people on the ground.
So unlocking the knowledge in the room that's already there, isn't it?
100%. I think that's a good start.
Well, I mean, you've raised something that I feel quite strongly about, is digital transform. The world is transforming. In fact, if we look back 15 years to the start of this century, the world has transformed. It is fundamentally different in so many ways. And the change we've experienced in the last 15 years is going to be pale with what's about to come. But a word like transformation, it's become a buzzword. And when something becomes a buzzword, we don't really understand its meaning anymore. And, you know, transformation is a massive word. I mean, to transform, you're one thing, and then you're becoming something completely different. Whereas I think people approach digital transformation as, okay, we're gonna use smartphones. And we're just going to add a bit of technology, and we will have transformed digitally. And I think see the point you're making is it is far deeper than that. So, an entrepreneur, he started a business, he's been going for 3 or 4 years, he's sort of passed that 2-year do or die period, you know, he's got a going concern, but there's a struggle, there's other people, there's competition, and hopefully there's a few of them listening to this podcast. What do they do? What should they be thinking about? What's something they can do right now?
So that's a tough one. You know, once you're in the industry, you generally find that you get bogged down in terms of how you do stuff. That's probably the
This is how things are done.
And we say that about businesses that have been in business for 50 years. But in today's world, if you're in business for 2 to 3 years, it's the same as, you know.
It's like dog years.
that's how quickly it is moving, you know.
Yes.
So always revisiting what you're doing and how are you interacting with your end customers. You know, we have a lot of annoying surveys about people saying, how are we doing, what we can do differently, and it happens all the time. But those are important to gauge where you are going. Looking at your, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you've found a place and you're doing very, very well, and you're the leader in that segment, for argument's sake, and you've done a fantastic job, it is so difficult to stay at that point. It's more difficult to maintain the leader because your guys behind you are snapping at your heels all the time. You know,
they're hungrier than you are, probably.
Absolutely hungrier than you are. So I think, you know, a strict evaluation of what you're doing, interacting with your customers and seeing what it is that they looking for, what's missing. I always find that in touch point, when we talk about digital transformation, you're quite right. People get locked up into a smartphone and an app. It's not about that. It's the end person who's actually consuming your service, who has feelings, who is someone that's a human being. Never forget that in technology. You're dealing with emotion, you're dealing with human beings. That's what you need to realize. It's got nothing to do with what the app looks like and the color of it. They're not going to come. You need to understand your marketplace and interact with them on a personal one-to-one basis to make changes, to make it better, to move forward, and things will come, ideas will come from there, you know. I think also about, you know, 2 to 3 years in business, streamlining, because in the beginning when you start a business, you tend to, you know, you invest a lot in terms of stuff that you think you need.
Yes.
It's always important after that to go, hey, how can we actually stream? We actually don't need a delivery vehicle. We can outsource that. And smarter things like that in terms of looking at the bottom line are things that are there, because there are a lot of organizations who can do things better, quicker, faster in terms of those end delivery points, whatever it may be. Utilize it. You don't have to own the whole chain. Utilize what's out there.
All right. Well, then in summary, I think if you're an entrepreneur, if you're planning on going into business for yourself, or you've got a business that's an ongoing concern, you are going to become a software business and there's no way around that. You've got to be start thinking about that. And if you are resisting that idea, you're in grave danger of irrelevance. So start thinking about it now, and gather the people who are close to you, and if you've got a team of guys, and try and start unlocking the knowledge within there. How can you do things? You have to do things differently. You have to do it better. You have to involve technology with the understanding that technology is not just technology. It's a change of the way you think. And if you change that the way you're thinking, then the technology will facilitate where you're trying to go. But it's an important time. And so that's on the negative side. On the plus side, though, we live in a time, if you've got an idea, you can take it global. If you're thinking about it right and you're using systems, if you're using technology, and you're using technology to build personal relationships.
100%.
All right, great. Well, I've been talking to Claude Shook from Veeam Software. And as I said, we're in a boardroom in Bryanston. Thank you again for your time.
Really appreciate it.
And if there's our entrepreneurs listening, I'd love to hear any feedback from you on what you got out of today, or generally what you'd like to hear about. But once again, Claude, thank you very much. Have a great holiday season. And
you just listened to the Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyt. CliffCentral.com.